WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Weather occurs on a variety of scales, and I don't mean the bathroom scales. Weather systems come in a variety of sizes, all the way from the largest down to some very small scales. Starting at the biggest, there is the planetary scale. This is also referred to as the macro scale. The trade winds, or the westerlies, that prevail over sections of the oceans that early sailors used so well are examples of this scale. In addition to size, these features have a time scale of weeks to years. Dropping down a notch, we have the synoptic scale. Good examples of these features in this scale are traveling storm systems, large high-pressure systems, and hurricanes. These are on the size of a quarter to half of the United States. These systems typically last days to weeks. Below that comes the mesoscale. This is where much of the action occurs. This is on a scale of 1 to about 100 kilometers and includes such items as land sea breezes, thunderstorms, and tornadoes. The time frame for this scale is from minutes to days. Finally, there is the microscale. This is generally anything less than about 1 kilometer and occurs from seconds to minutes. Wind gusts are a good example, along with small temperature differences, such as between sunny areas and shadows. Trying to forecast the interactions of all these scales can often be a challenge, since we measure much of the weather on the larger scale, but so many events occur on the smaller mesoscale. Well, according to my definition, I guess this episode would qualify as a microscale. If you have a question about the weather, send an email to question@weatherbrains.com.